Famous by Blake Crouch. Read by Joseph Valderrama, Penny Rollins, and Joe Eyre. The Tesla SUV veered left off Hollywood Boulevard and charged uphill, toward the canyons and the homes beyond the scope of the star-spotting tour buses. The roads are narrow, and the stars, for the time being, are elsewhere.
"You see those palm trees up there?"
asked the SUV's driver, the real estate agent Brandon Williams, nodding at a frond-fringed estate in the distance.
"Elvis, the Beach Boys, they all used to rent that house when they'd come to town. It's under construction now. We just sold it. Drew Barrymore used to live there. We sold it for her. She would throw the most insane parties. Legendary, back when Hollywood still had that, mystique, you know? The late 90s. Before cell phones with cameras," he added.
The New York Times, February 4th. 2021. The Power Brokers of Beverly Hills. 1999. New York. Chapter 1. Fame and Money. James Jansen. Goes to work. Gets fired. A shopping spree. The Day of Tranquility. $100 haircut. The movie premiere. Says goodbye to Mom and Dad. Let me tell you something about being famous. First off, it doesn't make you depressed or dissociated from humankind. That's all bullshit. Being famous is like the very best thing in the world. Everybody knows you, everybody loves you, and it's just because you're you. And that's supposed to make you want to eat sleeping pills? Only reason celebrities say fame blows is so we won't hate them. Because if we really knew how happy they are, how incredible it is just to be them, to own the world, we'd hate them. And then they'd just be notorious. And the money. Jesus. If I hear one more multimillionaire tell me that money won't make me happy, I'm gonna hurt someone. Really. My name is Lancelot Blue Dunquist. And the best thing about me is, when you doll me up just right, I look like a movie star. I've been mistaken for James Jansen 87 times. Of course, you know who James Jansen is. Remember And Then There Was One? That's his most successful movie. Sorry, film, to date. Actors don't make movies, they make films. Anyway, James Jansen played the detective. You know the part at the end where the guy walks in on the bank robbery and he's only got one bullet left? He knows he's dead, but he stares down the two robbers and says, "By God, you may walk out of here with that money, but which one of you is it gonna be?" What a line. I'm actually an inch taller than James Jansen, but you see, this works to my advantage, because when people see me, they're thinking, "It's JJ, he's larger than life." Yes, I am larger than life. In my real life, I work as a legal secretary in a patent law firm in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's very convenient, because I live just up the interstate in Huntersville, above the garage in my parents' house. It's a perfect setup, really. I get to use Mom's car 4 days a week. On Tuesdays, she takes me to work and picks me up, because she volunteers in the administrative office of their Baptist church. Dad doesn't even make me pay rent, so I'm saving money like crazy. As of my last bank statement, $41,617.21 was simmering in my money market account. I usually wake up at 6:45 a.m. Lewis Baker Thompson Hardy is quite the casual work environment. The 15 attorneys only practice corporate patent law, meaning we rarely have clients in the office, so the dress code is extremely lax. Today, for instance, I'm sporting gray sweatpants, a t-shirt, and Adidas slides. I'm running late this morning, but normally I arrive at our building around 8:10. I always park in a visitor space since they're the closest to the main entrance. Our offices are located on the 7th floor, but I only take the elevator if I have it all to myself. I don't excel at chit-chat. I learned this neat trick. Once I'm inside, I press 7.